The Federal Transit Administration sent word to the Georgia Department of Transportation July 1st. Natalie Dale is a GDOT spokeswoman.
They're saying based on failure to make progress on these grants, specifically construction, they are de-obligating federal funding.
It's ultimately because the state couldn't produce local match funds. Georgia Congressman David Scott helped secure the $45 million more than a decade ago. Naturally, he's disappointed, but he says there may be new momentum. He cited Clayton's recent move to include a November ballot measure that could bring MARTA rail service to the county.
We've got to undo the damage that has been done, and this could be the catalyst that could restart the Macon to Atlanta line.
Clayton voters will be asked to raise the local sales tax by 1%, generating roughly $45 million per year. Part of that could go towards a rail line to Lovejoy, long seen as the first step towards Macon. Rail advocates are hopeful but acknowledge the challenge ahead. They note the extension from Lovejoy to Macon would involve reapplying for federal funds.
The feds don't trust that Georgia understands or is committed to passenger rail.
Steve Ogle of the Georgia Association of Railroad Passengers says a yes vote in Clayton would send the right message.
It's the old, if you build it, they will come, and that's been true with commuter rail systems all over the country. Once you have something running, you got people getting on trains, then you can get a little bit more attention.
Congressman Scott agrees.
Whenever the federal government sees local government willing to initiate and pay their share and make a local investment, then federal funding is looked upon much more favorably.
GDOT's Natalie Dale says discussing the Lovejoy to Macon line is premature. Clayton's ballot measure is still months away. But she does anticipate the topic coming up in the months ahead. GDOT is updating the state's long-term rail plan, and public input sessions are being held across the state this month. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.